नीति विशेषज्ञ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के अस्थायी कुशल प्रवासन कार्यक्रम को रीसेट करने का आह्वान कर रहे हैं। उनका कहना है कि देश में अभी भी प्रवासी श्रमिकों का शोषण जारी है। हाल ही में ग्रैटन इंस्टीट्यूट की रिपोर्ट में मांग की गई है कि उच्च भुगतान वाली नौकरियों के लिए एक नए प्रकार का वर्कर वीजा दिया जाना चाहिए, लेकिन कुछ लोगों ने इस पर चिंता जताई है कि कम कुशल प्रवासी इस कार्यक्रम में पीछे छूट सकते हैं। 36 वर्षीय जावेरिया उत्तरी न्यू साउथ वेल्स के ट्वीड हेड्स में एक शॉर्ट ऑर्डर शेफ हैं। नेदरलैंड से ऑस्ट्रेलिया पहुंचने पर उन्हें पिछले साल अप्रैल में टेम्पररी स्किल शॉर्टेज वीजा दिया गया था, मगर वे कहती हैं कि कुछ लोग जिन्हें वे जानती हैं जो इस वीजा पर हैं, वह लोग कठिन परिस्थितियों का सामना कर रहे हैं।
Well, there have been situations that I know of where people, for example, are sick and then they had to agree with a condition where they are not being paid sick leave. They can't really say something about it because they are afraid of their visa being cancelled because their employer doesn't want to pay that. So they are basically exploited because they can't really say anything about it.
Zaveria ka kehna hai ki in visa dharakon ke liye apni samasyaon ke khilaf awaz uthane ka rasta hona chahiye.
If there would be some sort of organization, right, where visa holders can go to talk about this if there's a problem, without risking their employer to be able to cancel their visa or stop working with them, then I think that would be really good addition.
Brendan Coates, Grattan Institute ke naye report ke pramukh lekhak hain, jise Fixing Temporary Skilled Migration, A Better Deal for Australia ke naam se prakashit kiya gaya hai. Is report mein bataya gaya hai ki Australia mein asthayi kushal pravas neetiyan सबसे खराब स्थिति में है और इस आवश्यक कार्यक्रम को फिर से डिजाइन करने की मांग की गई है। इस रिपोर्ट में एक नया अस्थायी कुशल श्रमिक वीजा को मौजूदा अस्थायी कुशल कमी वीजा की जगह पर लाने की बात भी की गई है। इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि 50% से अधिक स्पॉन्सर्ड श्रमिक आज फुल टाइम ऑस्ट्रेलिया श्रमिक के मुकाबले कम कमाते हैं और यह आंकड़ा 2005 में 38% से अधिक था। ब्रेंडन कोट्स का कहना है,
So in particular there were changes made in 2017 by the Turnbull government that made temporary sponsorship more restrictive. It reduced the number of occupations that were on the list and for occupations that remained on those lists, some of them became only eligible for a single 2-year non-renewable visa or where that only in regional areas. There was also a shift to change the rules to make it harder for some TSS visa holders to become eligible for permanent residency down the track.
वर्तमान वीजा कार्यक्रम में फेडरल सरकार यह तय करती है कि कौन से व्यवसाय अस्थायी वीजा श्रमिकों के लिए योग्य है और यह उन व्यवसायों की सूची के माध्यम से होता है जिनमें कमी मानी जाती है। लेकिन ग्रैटन रिपोर्ट के एक और शोधकर्ता हेनरी शेरल के सुझाव के अनुसार श्रम बाजार तेजी से बदल रहा है और व्यवसाय द्वारा आवश्यक स्किल्स यानी कौशल को परिभाषित करना बहुत कठिन है।
Tasks within an occupation can differ substantially. And if you think about an accountant, you might be an accountant at a global firm doing fraud accounting work, or you may be an accountant who's doing sort of regular audits of financial statements. People pay different salaries based on those different tasks, even if they're in the same occupation. And if we target occupations, we don't pick that up. We call for a sort of a new visa to replace the shortage visa and focus on skilled workers in general for all jobs above $70,000 a year. If an employer wanted to sponsor any occupation, regardless if it's on a list or not, they can do so provided the salary is above $70,000 a year and the salary that they nominate is the same as what they pay Australians doing the same job.
Grattan Institute ki is report mein batai gayi yojana ke tahat temporary sponsorship ke mukable full time naukriyon mein vriddhi hogi. Naye visa mein ek vyakti ko 4 saal tak Australia mein rehne aur kaam karne ka adhikar hoga. Navinikaran par koi pratibandh nahi hoga aur sthayi nivas ke liye ek spasht mark hoga. Is report mein sujhav diya gaya hai ki naye visa ko portable banaya jana chahiye taki asthayi kushal प्रवासी अधिक आसानी से प्रायोजक नियोक्ताओं को बदल सकें अगर उन्हें ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक बार बेहतर नौकरी मिल जाए। यह प्रवासियों को बेईमान नियोक्ताओं को छोड़ने में भी सक्षम करेगा, लेकिन जावेरिया का कहना है कि सिस्टम समावेशी नहीं होगा। वह कहती हैं,
What I think is that most chefs will earn, or cooks, will earn less than $70,000. A cafe wouldn't be able to afford that, you know. I think you really need to offer that type of visa for the hospitality industry for people like lower paid.
This report ka dawa hai ki Australia bahut kam kushal shramikon ko sponsor kar raha hai. Employment Service AMES Australia ke Laurie Novel ka kehna hai.
I'm not sure that I'd agree with the fact that we are bringing in too many low-skilled workers. So these are not essentially high-skilled workers, but they're critical workers that we need. And it's also, having said that, it's also important that they're treated well and they're paid properly at the same level as Australians doing the same work.
Aur isi ko lekar immigration vibhag ke purv up sachiv Abul Rizvi ne kaha.
It seems a bit odd that we're making it harder for high-skilled people to get in whilst having this array of low-skilled, low-paid work visas where people are subject to extraordinary levels of exploitation, which the Grattan report ignores. What we know from the history of immigration to Australia is that everything is connected to everything else, and unless you look at it holistically, you don't really reform anything. You just end up more piecemeal tinkering.
SBS News ki is report ko prastut kiya hai Natasha Kaul ne SBS Hindi ke liye.